Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another wonderful day of having your peace, having your joy, having your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in the fullness of time you sent your Son to come and restore and bring everything back to the way it's supposed to be, the way that is in your heart, the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank you, Lord, nothing can stop that. And thank you, Lord, it's a right time. You also called each and every one of us and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into your wonderful heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom that is here. And in this kingdom, we partake of everything beautiful as it is needed on a daily basis. And but thank you, Lord, we can really know, Lord, as we have the Spirit as a guarantee of our inheritance. There is nothing short and there is nothing lacking. And we just rejoice in you. Thank you, Lord, for your peace filling our hearts, filling our minds, and filling our understanding so that we can encourage and we can enlighten and we can uplift, because we know we are in the hands of the God that made everything and the God that is restoring everything. So, yes, we get caught up a bit at times with our testings and our squeezings. But thank you, Father God. You quiet our heart and you tell us you have got everything in control. And then as we just embrace that faith, which is your faith, that becomes our faith. And we see it, Lord. You're the God that watches over your word. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful inheritance, this wonderful redemption, that we have been restored, that we are blessed, that we are filled, that we are more than overcomers together with you, Lord. We're not alone and never will be alone. In you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 4, verse 4 to 7. But when the time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent his Son, born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that he might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by the law. Thus we have been set free to experience our rightful heritage. You can tell for sure that you are now fully adopted as his own children, because God sent the Spirit of his Son into our lives, crying out, Papa, Father. Doesn't that privilege of intimate conversation make it plain that you are not a slave but a child? And if you are a child, you're also an heir with complete access to the inheritance.
Hallelujah. That's so beautiful. There's a scripture that says, in Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell. And then it goes on to say, and have come to fullness of life in him. So this is not our own doing, guys. This is what God says. And this is the thing. If we're not going to agree with God, we can't have this and we can't experience it, because we are reckoning ourselves as unworthy, reckoning ourselves as short, where there's no more short. Everything has been done and we've got to embrace that, and then we are able to see the goodness of God. So it's just morning by morning. It's when you've seen the storms and you've seen the trials and you've got the thorns in the flesh. They all come from Satan, and you draw close to the Lord. The Lord will say to you exactly as he said to Paul, my grace is your sufficiency. Isn't that beautiful? What is that grace that is the Lord's, that is also ours, that is the Father's, that is also ours? It's the divine influence on his heart, and it's a divine influence of knowing what is real, what is true, what is light, and then it's there to come to pass in our hearts. So it's giving us the answers to the problems even before they come, and it's giving us peace there before it manifests. It will manifest on the road, but we need to be conscious not of the thorns in the flesh, all the things that cause us to suffer, all the things that we worry about. We've got to become conscious of a God that has started a wonderful work in our lives, that is speaking to us saying, be at peace, rest in me, everything is under control. And then as we embrace that, we can have the confidence And when we got the confidence, what is that confidence? It's faith. And what is it faith? It's a faith of God. We are getting that grace which is in His heart, that which is real. And then that God watches over it as well. We see it take place down the road. So it's exactly as Paul, the Lord was saying to him, get out of the flesh, get out of you worrying about the thorn, worrying about that thorn, that darkness in the world. Everything has been dealt with. And God is just, it's so important for Him that we also start seeing with Him, believing with Him, speaking with Him, and then we play a part in being the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land, because it's all been done, and it's just a matter of time now. God is rolling away the darkness. God has brought His light and His life, and it's His light and His life that is flooding us, and it is flooding the earth. It's His hallowed name, it's His will, it's His kingdom that He gives us every day. He gives us a portion of it to be the ones that speak this light, give this light, forgive others around us, and give them this wonderful understanding of the goodness of God that is here. So they're too busy with the good, and they're not falling into any of the temptations and the lies of Satan out there. So be blessed, guys, to know you are loved, you are favored. I woke up with that song this morning. In the stillness of who He is, we find our life. And when we find it and we hold on to it, we see it take place. So rest in the goodness and the bigness and the power of the Almighty God that has loved us and dealt with darkness in totality. And the goodness is here to be taken hold of in the spirit on a daily basis. So don't fall into the flesh. Stay in the spirit. That's where your grace is. That's where your peace is. And that is God's grace. And it's His peace. And so you are flowing together with the Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.